Welcome to the MMA Metal Buzz Podcast. We got here your host, Team Daddy J. Also here with you is Brandon from Team Destroyer. Welcome, Brandon. How's it going?
Going good.
Nice. We started off a little bit with some Skeleton Witch there from their new album, Forever Abomination. The album is sick, so if you get a chance to get it, definitely get to your story and pick that up. Great album. Picked it up not too long ago, and it's actually really, really good. So, big fan of Skeleton Witch, and actually they're going to be in concert as well. So, pretty excited about that. So, if you get a chance to see them in concert, do it. Those guys are wild men out there. I'm a big fan when I saw them up in Best Buy Theater in New York. So, but let's go ahead and kick it in. Brandon, let's get into the MMA Metal Buzz podcast here.
All right.
And we're going to kick it in with last week's results and some of the fights from last week's. So, let's go ahead and get into the here. All right, last week, Brandon, we had a pretty good draft there. Actually, a lot of points going on last week, right? Pretty exciting there. Past fights, we're going to go into the points per team here. So, what do we have per team, Brandon? How did we break it out?
All right, well, per team, me and you tied for first place. We both got 21. That was actually my highest week the past two seasons. Then we got Team Yoli coming in second place with 12. Team Ariana, with only one fighter who scored, she came in third with a big 10 points. And then we got Team Zach with 9 and Team Janelle with 2.
And that's hot, because Team Janelle, she was hot for a long time and started to slow down here, only with 2 points. But just like Brand said, me and him tied for first place with 21 points, which sets us up for the draft order here. That gets Janelle next week, this week coming up actually, she'll have the first pick in the draft. Zach will have pick number 2. Ariana will have pick number 3. Yoli will get pick number 4. Brandon will get pick number 5, only because I'm actually ahead for the season. And then I get the last pick. So, Brandon, we were looking at it. Actually, we were watching the fights, Leben versus Munoz. And I was telling Brandon, I was like, hey, it's Leben pulls this off because that's the last guy you got left. I get the pick before you, but I'm still going to be ahead for the season. So it was kind of a little strategic ploy there, but... Munoz pulled it off, gave Ari a good solid 10 points, and so she ended up actually dropping. She would have had first place in the draft. She actually dropped to third place with that one. But you know what? I'd rather take the points than non-points, because we've seen it already.
And this card's amazing.
Absolutely.
It's a stack card.
A lot of solid fighters. I mean, I typically pick either fifth or sixth anyways, and I still get a lot of points. So it's a matter of how you pick and knowing which fighters to pick. And that's what this podcast brings you. It brings you all the solid picks. So I think we do a pretty good job of actually kind of diving into who does what. Actually, in this week, we got a little more special analysis here. We're actually going to dive into the overall fantasy fighters and actually how they stack up for the season. So we actually got a little treat for you later on. I think it's pretty exciting. Got some analysis on that. So let's go ahead and break that out. So for the season, Brian, where are we at for the season?
All right, well, obviously, as Team Daddy J said, he got 78 points leading it off. Following him is Team Zach with 65 points. And then coming in third, we got Team Yoli with 41. And then in fourth, we got Team Janelle. In fifth, we got my team, Team Destroyer. And in last, we sadly have Team Ariana with 30.
That's right. So, as you can see, I'm starting to break away from the pack here. I was only ahead by 1 over Team Zach. Broke away a little bit this week. So, but, you know, it's anybody's week. So from week to week, you can score a variety of points. You can score 0, 2, 30.
To 50.
Mean, yeah, exactly. You can score up to 50, maybe 51, 52, depending on bonus points. The highest we've ever seen, though, is 32, which I happened to score a few weeks back. But that's the highest. It's tough to get a lot of points in this league, so... let's go ahead and break it down fighter by fighter. Here we ended up getting Mark Munoz ended up getting a 10 points for us. Pretty big and solid for us.
The only reason he actually got 10 points was because he fought a ranked fighter. So that gave him a bonus point there.
Absolutely. He took down Chris Leben in that doctor stoppage, which counts as a TKO in the second round. So it gives him some points there. Brad Pickett, I can't believe that. He actually ended up losing. And that was my number one draft pick this past week, and number 2 fighter in the bantamweight division. I thought he was going to win that and meet Dominick Cruz for the belt, but it's not to be, as Renan Barao, actually, who Team Destroyer picked, my colleague here, Bran, picked him, and he picked up a nice solid 9 points. Big submission in the first round for him. So, and beating a ranked opponent, nice pick there, gets the extra point as well. All right, moving right along, we also Thiago Alves beats Papi Abedi. And again, Brandon picked him too as well. Thiago Alves coming in just under making weight there. He almost didn't make weight, but he got it. He also got the first round submission. He gets 8 points. Terry Etchem gets 8 points. Team Zach had him. Actually snuck him out as his first round draft pick. I was hoping to get Brad Pickett and then take him in the second round, but Zach came through on that one. Then we also have Anthony Perosh. Yoli actually ended up picking him, so she gets a solid seven points for him. And then moving right along, some of the other big point players we had was Che Mills, who I picked up. Actually, I tried to pick him up as a sleeper, and I got him, beating up Chris Cope on the first round TKO, so he got me a nice solid 10 points on that one. Some other notables here, we had John Alessio, actually, old UFC vet and WEC vet. John Alessio actually got 2 points for Brandon as a unanimous decision out of Superior Cage Combat this past week. And there was actually a title fight in that card as well, Bristol Ramunde versus Jay Silva. I actually took Jay Silva because he was another UFC vet, but Ramunde actually bested him in a unanimous decision for the belt. They went five rounds on that one. We got another UFC vet here, and tough alum, James McSweeney, who Team Ari picked against Emmanuel Newton, and Emmanuel Newton ended up submitting him in the second round. So, submitted him in the first round. So, James McSweeney dropping to 6-9 on that one. He's having a tough go at it. Then we also have a couple of other nobles here. We had Shane Nelson, another tough alum, fighting on this card. I picked him up, actually, as a sleeper. He actually ended up being my last pick. Paid off. He got a second-round TKO, and I got 9 points for Shane Nelson. And then another sleeper out there that no one picked was Sean Fitzsimmons with 9 points. So he was actually going against Blasovina, who actually I thought Blasovina would best him, but Fitzsimmons takes Blasovina out with a second-round TKO. So that's your card there, guys. A lot of big points there for these guys. There's always points out there to be had. So you just got to know where to get them, where to find them. Coming up for the new card, we're actually going to do some of the upcoming fights. We're going to break them down, go over a few things, and try to give you the best options and picking out there. But like Brandon said, a lot of solid fighters out there this week. Real nice cards. We got UFC, we got Bellator, and we're gonna get really pumped up for this one, right, Brand? I mean, we got some. I know Brand. He's looking to. He's picking fifth, right? But he's looking to get his number one fighter there. Who's that, Brand? What do you think about that one?
Clay the Carpenter Guida. I'm always looking for him to fight, and this week's my week. So hopefully no one steals him from me.
Yeah, I know Brand's pumped about that one. We were kind of joking around, going back and forth, and I was saying, hey, look, you know, if you get ahead of me there, and or if I get ahead of you, actually, on the draft, I'm taking Clay Guida. But, you know, we'll go over some of the predictions, actually. And that one, I'm actually thinking Henderson's going to take that, though. So I probably wouldn't have taken him anyways, kind of just joking around, going back and forth with Team Destroyer here. But let's go ahead. We're going to take a break here real quick, and we're going to bring some more Skeleton Witch off their 2011 album. And we're going to break into their number four track. Actually, a pretty sick track. It's called Of Ash and Torment. Again, off their Forever Abomination album. Hope you guys enjoy this. Let's go ahead and kick it off. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the podcast. I mean, that was a great track there by Skeleton Witch. Again, pretty pumped up about that album, Forever Abomination. If you can get it, get it. The album's sick, as you can see there from that song of Ash and Torment. The guys just, they just go crazy. You know, they're like I said, like wild men out there. So, pretty pumped up about that album. So, glad able to they put that out there for you guys. But let's go ahead and cover some of the new fights this week now. So we got the fights. We got UFC 138 underway. And we also have Bellator as well, right? So we got Bellator 57. And we also got a couple of fights from Victory Promotions, VFN they call it, where Rich Clemente's actually fighting in that fight, on that card. He's a an alum from UFC. Guys with a lot of fights, a lot of experience. So we're going to go ahead and kick it in here. And we're going to cover a lot of these fights here. And we're going to make our predictions as well. Where me and Bram were going kind of through this earlier, and it kind of seems like we're not agreeing on some of these fights here. But, you know, again, MMA is a sport of guesses. You know, everybody's got their skills and abilities, but, of course, it can go either way at any time. I mean, we've seen it many, many times out there. So you know what? Let's get right into it. Let's talk about the upcoming fights, make our predictions, and what kind of points we think we're going to be looking at here. So first fight, we got UFC 138, the one that's on Fox, coming up this week, Brand. We got the champ, Cain Velasquez, against Junior Cigano dos Santos. And let's go ahead. What you got, Brent? What do you got on this one here?
All right, well, I'm taking Velasquez only because looking at his undefeated record, 8 of those 9 wins are by knockout. So, you know, that's some big pointage right there if he can get in the first round.
You know, that's a good point, too. I mean, because, you know, Velasquez is, I mean, the guy's just plain old tough. You know, and he's well-rounded. I mean, you can't... Velasquez has got it all over the place. You're right, he's undefeated. He's got 8 of his wins are by TKOs. The only one that went to decision was Chuck Congo. And we saw Chuck Congo was just a tough fighter, kind of elusive, you know, striker-type striker. I mean, we saw what he did with Mitrione in his last fight. But, you know, even with all that, I still have got to go with Cigano dos Santos. So I'm going to go with Cigano dos Santos here. The guy's got a 13-1 record, just as tough. Has won 8 of his last fights, 6 by finishes. I know he's decision in his last 2, but again, as you know, as you go up the ladder, the competition gets tougher. I just think Dos Santos is going to be able to keep this on the feet. I think he's going to be able to outstrike Velasquez from every angle, and I got Dos Santos here. Brand, you got Velasquez, I got Dos Santos. There it is. It's in the books. So this can go either way, guys. You know, I'm taking here, I'm saying Dos Santos, and it's going to be a tough one, but I'm going to say Dos Santos TKO round 4.
No.
And that's going to be some bonus points right there for you. He's going to get the belt, he's going to get the TKO bonus, he's going to get the 4-round bonus, he's going to come away with some big points here. Fran, what do you think?
I'm thinking he's going to sleep that night, and I'm thinking Velasquez is going to knock him out earlier than you think.
All right, well, I guess we're definitely split on that one. But let's move right along here. We got the... another one I know we're going to be split on here. We got Clay de Carpenter Guida against Benson Smooth Henderson. Actually, in the rankings, I've got Benson Smooth Henderson at number 6 in the lightweight division and Guida at number 7. So I'm going to let you go ahead and start off on this one. What do you think there, Brandon?
All right, well, obviously I got to go with my boy Guida. But, you know, Henderson got a nice record there. Also, his last 2 wins were only by decision, so not a lot of points there. That's the main concern, pointage. When Guida's were 3 submissions for his last 4 wins.
Again, very good point. You know, got some solid points there, Brand. Because Guida, yeah, Guida's won 4 in a row, 3 of them by submission. When we looked that up, I was like, really? I thought Guida was more a decision guy myself, but he does have 3 submissions out of his last 4. So very tough. I mean, we know he's tough. The guy's a cardio machine, never gets tired. But you know what? But Benson Henderson is the same way. The guy does not get tired. And remember, you can't not submit Benson Henderson. The guy has limbs that just are like Elastic Man. You know, for as muscular as he is, he just stretches and moves around and squirms around. And you can't submit him, right? So this is going to be, a wrestling match, right? But out of the two, Henderson's got the better wrestling. And he's much bigger and stronger. I think Henderson controls this. It's going to be a decision, so I think Henderson wins again by decision, but I think he does win here and he moves up the ranks and may get a title shot against Frankie Edgar next bout. So, Brand, I'm thinking Benson Henderson here, unanimous decision. It only gets him 2 points. not a sexy pick here by any means in the fantasy draft. But if you're looking for someone down the ladder that can get you a couple points, I think Benson Henderson does that for you. So I think that's pretty much where I'm at there. What do you think there, Brandon?
I'm thinking Clay might get in the third round. He might get a submission, possibly.
Oh, that's a tight one, I tell you. Henderson is
he's gotta get at the right angle.
All right, good. So there we go. Again, split again. All right, moving right along. We got Dustin Diamond Poirier against Pablo the Scarecrow Garza. Again, they got another tough matchup. Two fighters with only one loss on their records, both on winning streaks. You got Diamond Poirier. Guys, I got him ranked in the featherweight division at number 6. Guy's a tough customer. He's won his last 3, two by decision. So again, another guy just kind of like Henderson, except not the same, not kind of a wrestler, more of a striker there. But Pablo Garza, again, a striker as well, even though his last 2 are by submission. Last 2 wins by submission. The loss before that was actually to Tiquan Zhang, who was previously ranked. But again, this one here, I'm going to have to go with the ranked fighter. And I'm going to go with Dustin Diamond Poirier. Even though if you do pick the Scarecrow, you can get bonus points. And I know Brandon loves getting those bonus points. But I just can't bank it. I think Diamond Poirier is just a little bit too tough. I think what's going to happen here is he's going to get a second round TKO and come away with 9 points. Brand, what do you got?
Well, based off his record, obviously he only got some decisions. So I think Garza's going to take it. You know, I'm into submission guys as well as knockout guys. So Pablo got a couple submissions, so I'm hoping he could pull it out this fight.
All right, well, there you go. So again, Brand, we're split again. We're not agreeing this time. But that's what makes the podcast interesting, right? I mean, we got our own different types of analysis and outlooks on these fights. But again, if you guys, you really want to win this time, remember who won, who's ahead for the season. Diamond Poirier is your guy. All right, so moving right along, we're at another fight we're going to highlight here. We got Demarcus Darkness Johnson against Clay Heavy Metal Harbison. This one's a little bit different, guys, where we have two fighters who've got lost in their last fights. We could be seeing a loser goes home type matchup in this one. I don't really see any of these guys hanging around if they lose, so it's a bit tough here. But, you know, in this one here, I'm probably going to go ahead and I'm going to pick the tougher Harbison here. I like Harbison. He lost his last fight again, but you know what? He's guy's tough. I think he's going to grind it out against Demarcus Johnson. Demarcus Johnson likes to be a little bit more technical. I think Harbison's going to make it a bit more of a brawl, and I'm looking for a KO here in round 2 as well by Harbison. Brand, what are you looking at?
I'm going with Johnson, just based on his, you know, 17-9 record. I believe he got a little bit more experience than Harbison, so.
All right. What's your prediction? What do you think? How do you think he's going to win this?
Well, I'm guessing he's just going to not, you know, pound him and try and get the knockout round 3.
Oh, all right. Good. So you're looking for a knockout in round 3. Nice. All right. Let's move right along here. We got another one here. Kid Yamamoto coming into the UFC here. Guy's bringing an 18-4 record, won no contest. Fortunately for Yamamoto, even though he started off very strong and looked like a promising young star here, the guy's lost 3 out of his last 4. So he's had a real tough go around this time. Looking to make a UFC fight here where he can probably beat his opponent, Darren B.C. Uyenoyama. Hopefully I said that correctly, but B.C. comes in with a 6-3 record. He's 1-1 in his last 2 fights. So again, this could be a tough one for either one. I mean, I'm looking at this to be a grinder of a match. And you know what? Usually these fights like this, when they're pretty evenly matched up and they're not doing so great in their last couple, they usually end up being decisions. Actually, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Brand, and I'm going to say split decision win by Yamamoto. That's where I'm going here, and I bet you I'm going to be right on that one. What do you think?
I agree with the Yamamoto. Or actually, no. I don't think Yamamoto is going to win. I think it's going to be Uyenoyama to win because, you know, he's 50-50. You don't know what he's going to do. So I think it's also going to be decision, though.
All right, good. Look, a split decision or unanimous decision?
Unanimous.
All right, so again, we're split on that one as well. So as you can see, me and Brand are both split on that one. So nice job, Brand. All right, moving it right along, we got Alex Caceres, Bruce Leroy. We got actually a lot of tough alums on this card here. Bruce Leroy, a tough alum as well. He's going to be fighting Cole Apache Kid Escovedo. Again, another bout where both guys are coming off losses. Bruce Leroy's lost his last two, both by submission. And Apache Kid has actually lost his last two. So, again, it could be another loser goes home card matchup here. Sorry, fight here. But, you know, in this one here, I'm going to go ahead and take the Apache Kid, Cole Escovedo. I think he's going to be a little bit too tough for Bruce Leroy. Bruce Leroy tends to come in there a little bit too just loose and crazy.
Relaxed.
And, I mean, the guy just doesn't get it done. I don't see him getting it done. I think Cole the Apache Kid is going to come in there focused. And I think he's going to strike Bruce Leroy, and he's going to knock him out in the first round. I think Leroy's going to just try to be too confident, and that's what gets him into trouble. I think Apache Kid, TKO first round for me. Brant, what do you got?
Before you just said that, I was thinking Escovedo too, but I'm thinking Leroy because I think he wants to make a name for himself. So.
Okay. All right. So, again, we split again. And it looks like we're not agreeing on any matchups here, but... It can go either way, like you say. You know, I could be right, Brant could be right, or we could even be 50-50 ourselves. So we're going to move right along again. And let's take a look at some other. Now we're going to actually jump into Bellator 57. I think this is where the real money points are going to come in here. I think we got some big points coming up because the fighters we're going to discuss, they've actually gotten some big points. And in the segment we discuss later, we're actually going to go over the part where for the season, for the last of the year so far, where these guys are ranked as far as fantasy points. And you got a couple guys here. Actually, pretty much the next four fighters we're going to discuss, they're up there in the top 25 fantasy fighters. So let's go ahead and get into it. Ben Killaby Saunders versus Douglas Lima. That's a welterweight tournament championship. So whoever wins that takes the $100,000 and gets to meet Ben Askren for the belt down the road. So, and this one here, again, I'm pumped about this one. I know we got a UFC card this weekend, but this Bellator fight here is really exciting. And you know what? Ben Killaby Saunders doesn't let you down. That's all I got to say. Guy gets a lot of points. And I'm going to go ahead and take Ben Killaby Saunders over Douglas Lima in this one. He's won his last four all by finishes. Even though Douglas Lima has won his last eight by finishes, I think Killaby's fought the topper competition. And I'm going to go ahead with Killaby, and I'm going to go ahead and say, I mean, it's a tough fight, so I'm going to go ahead and say he won't finish this one. This is going to be a unanimous decision. Well, you know what? Let me take that back. I think he will finish this Douglas Lima, and I think he'll do it in the third round, and I think he's going to do it by TKO. So I think that's going to be a five-pointer for Ben Saunders. Brant, what do you got?
I'm also going with Saunders, but, you know, I think he's going to submit him rather than knock him out.
Oh, okay.
He got me 5 points last time based on the third-round submission, so I'm hoping he can pull it off again.
Sounds good. You know, but again, the guy, you can't really go wrong with Killer B, so that's the first fight we agree on. All right, here we go. Next one is Vitor Viana versus Alexander Shlemenko. That's for the middleweight tournament championship. Whoever wins this also takes home 100 grand. So they're going to be handing out 200 grand at this card. And also gets to meet the middleweight champion, Hector Lombard. Again, a beast in that division. He needs a challenge. And actually, remember from last season, or last about two seasons ago, Alexander Shlemenko actually won the middleweight tournament and actually faced Hector Lombard. But Hector Lombard was just too much for him. So Shlemenko looking to get back to face Hector Lombard again. So he has to get past Vitor Viana first, and that's going to be a tough one because he's a tough customer. Vitor Viana's coming in with a 5-fight win streak, 4 by finishes. Shlemenko, again, another 5-fight win streak, and also 4 finishes, just like Viana, so very identical there. The only difference is Shlemenko has a 42-7 record overall, where Viana's 13-1-1, so a bit more experience. But in this one here, again, putting all that aside, right? That's just a whole lot of talk there. Let's go ahead and put Shlemenko on the map. He's coming out of this tournament, and he's going to face Hector Lombard again. And I got Shlemenko in this one because the guy is amazing, gets a lot of points, very consistent. One of the top fantasy fighters out there. I'm going Shlemenko. And I'm going for a first-round TKO in this one because I think he's going to knock Viana out. Brant, what do you got?
He's definitely proven he wants to face the champ with the pointage he got. First for you, and I believe Team Zach, too. So, he's been proven that he wants it. So, I think he's going to get it.
Absolutely. So you can see him getting 100 grand, the trophy, and facing Hector Lombard down the road. All right, good. We agree on that one as well. Nice job, Fran. All right, so let's move along to one of the other matchups that we got here. We got John Hawk versus Roger Halet. Not notable fighters too high there, but the reason I want to talk about these guys is because here we got some fighters that are up and coming on the Bellator circuit. Hawk's got two wins. He's on a two-fight win streak. Two out of those were TKOs. So, again, got guy gets some points there. Actually, in his last fight, he actually got second round TKO where he got 9 points. So he's a 9-pointer in his last fight. So he could potentially come back and do that again. But he's going against Roger Halet, who's on a 4-fight win streak, 3 of them by finish, and he has a 12-3 record. So he is a tough customer. But you know what? Based off of what John Hawk did and the experience in Bellator, I'm going to go ahead and take him in this one. And I'm going to say he's going to get another knockout, and it's going to happen in the third round this time. I'm going to go third round because Halet just looks a little tough there, but I think he'll last to the third round. But I'm going to go take Hawk, knockout, third round. Brand, what are you saying?
I'm going to take Hawk in the second round with a knockout. But, nice. Halet is tough, but I think Hawk's going to just take it.
All right, good. And then we're going to move on to the last fight we're going to discuss here from Victory Promotions. And it's the main event in that card where we got Rich Clemente versus Ronnie Rogers. All right, so here we go. Rich Clemente, a veteran of the UFC, a huge record, 40-19-1. But unfortunately, he's lost his last two. And Ronnie Rogers coming in with a 5-fight win streak, and 3 of them by finish. So Ronnie Rogers looking good, looking tough. His overall record's 10-6, but like I said, he's won his last 5 out of 6 and 3 by finish. Excuse me. So he's actually on a nice streak there. So he started off a little slow, came back strong, and Clemente may be on his way out. So Rogers may be looking to make a name for himself against Clemente here. And I'm going to go ahead and pick that. I'm going to pick the underdog here, Ronnie Rogers. And again, he's got 3 finishes there out of his last 6. I'm going to take him in a finish as well. Second round submission, Ronnie Rogers. Brian, what are you saying?
I'm thinking Clemente might last till the end, so I'm thinking it's going to be a decision, but it's going to go to Rogers.
All right, so we agree on that one as well. So actually, we agreed down the stretch. We just didn't agree on any of the UFC cards there. So very nice there. So we'll see what happens. As you can see, guys, MMA, right? It goes either way. We never know which way it's going to go. Always guessing back and forth to try to figure things out, right? So again, some of your big points there, guys, that we discussed. I think some of the real tough matchups, like I discussed earlier, is really going to be that Clay Guida, Benson Henderson. I think that's the decision all the way. I know Brand doesn't agree with that, but that's going to be a tough one, and it's going to be hard to pick that. But again, the overall, these cards are going to be tough. But you know what? Go on the website, look at the document, take a look at all the fighters, because what's going to happen here is if you ever look at these things and look at the season, a lot of your big points don't come from your big-time fighters for the most part. They come from your sleepers. So I've noticed I've got a lot of my big points from those third, fourth, fifth round picks that I've taken. Not necessarily always from my first and second round picks, right? I just kind of fall into that same trap everybody else does, but the first and second round, you end up taking those picks, right? And you take those guys, the big name guys, right? But the big name guys, they're also fighting big name guys, right? So those fights are extremely tough, where you don't really get the big finishes there, unless they're heavyweights. Usually the heavyweights you get a finish, but not necessarily on a regular basis, though.
Okay? Yeah, just like that. Most of the points are from Bellator guys. So the Bellator guys is where it's at. There we go.
Absolutely, Brandon. I'm going to agree with that. So, you know what? Let's go ahead and take another break, right? We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to give you another Skeleton Witch song because, you know, we're on fire with that tonight. And let's go ahead and do that. And we're going to break in here with Shredding Sacred Flesh. I'm sorry. We're going to hit that number 9 song on their album. And let's go ahead and get into that right now. So I hope you guys enjoy that. Nice. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the podcast, everyone. All right, we're pretty excited. Again, hope everyone's enjoying the Skeleton Witch. Pretty excited about that. These guys are freaking great. And, you know, we'll bring some more at the end there. But for right now, we want to go ahead and get into the rankings. And pretty excited about this. So we put this together, a little bit of analysis for the rankings here. It gives everybody a list, a little bit of more in-depth of what the Fantasy Fighters are doing. What they've done so far, and a lot of these fantasy scores are year-to-date, but since September 10th, which is when we started the Fantasy League, so it doesn't go all the way up to 2010, but just till September 10th. So it gives you, but again, it gives you some nice analysis as to where these fighters have been ranking so far and how well they're doing. What we're going to do is we're going to go through the top 25 first, and we're going to cover those guys and give you a little bit of their totals, their averages, and those kinds of things. The one thing you're going to notice, though, and again, I found this very surprising at first, but then once I thought about it, I was like, oh, you know, not really, because as I talked about earlier, those sleeper picks are the ones that always get you the points, right? But like, what I'm alluding to here is that the Bellator fighters seem to be the big money players. Those guys, for whatever reason, they really do get the points. I mean, just like UFC, UFC is the highest level of MMA, obviously, right? So those guys are all tough. It's really hard to get the high points because they go the distance. Bellator is right underneath that, though. That's pretty high level as well. You know, I mean, that's probably the second best organization out there. But those guys, I mean, they bring it and they finish. You know, we've seen quite a bit of that. So let's go ahead and get into it. Actually, we might as well talk about it right now, right? And cover this up here. So looking at this, right? And I'm going to kick it over to Brand here to talk about our number one fighter. But our number one fighter on the list, and he's fighting this week, right? So, again, this is a guy to pick up here. He's a guy to look for. He's been getting it done. Our number one guy, Brand. Who's our number one guy on the list?
Alexander Shlemenko.
Absolutely. Alexander Shlemenko is the guy, you know, number one ranked fantasy fighter on the list. The guy's tough, out of Bellator. He's gotten 8 points. In his first bout, he got 9 points in his second bout. So he's got a total of 17 points leading the way. So very excited to have Alexander Shlemenko fighting this week because he'll be a big pickup for anyone. He's a big name, right? But not only is he a big name, he's also a big point player. So, I mean, and not only that, but now because of his two fights, he averages about 8.5 points a fight, which, I mean, you can't go wrong with 8.5 points a fight. I mean, that's big point player right there, Alexander Shlemenko. All right, our number two fighter on the list for fantasy fighters, and not a big name, but who do we got there, Brand?
We got Thiago Santos.
Absolutely. So, Thiago Santos, our number two fighter on the list, big heavyweight there. He's got 16 points right behind Shlemenko. Team Brand's picked him up, right? So you picked him up before.
And then Team Zach.
And Team Zach as well. He's gotten 8 points in both of his fights, first round submission. So the guy's definitely a beast submitting people. So if you get a chance to pick up Santos, I believe he's fighting next week. So he's another guy to look out for. All right, what about number three there? Who do we got?
We got Alexis Vila.
Nice, Alexis Vila, guys. Another guy that's big there on the list. He's got a total of 12 points. He averages about 6 points a fight. And the reason for that, though, is because his first fight, he got 11 points when he beat Joe Warren. That's because he knocked him out in the first round and got the bonus point for being a ranked fighter when he wasn't ranked. He's still not ranked, but his last fight, he only got 1 point. So he's got 12 altogether, averages about six. He'll be fighting again pretty soon, but he's another guy to look out for, too. He's a pretty tough guy. All right, who do we got after that?
We got Killer B. Ben Saunders.
Killer B, Ben Saunders, everyone. We talked a lot about Killer B. Guy's very consistent. He's number four in our top four fantasy fighters. Again, he's got 12 points just like Vila, but he's a little bit more consistent because he averages 6 points a fight, but he got 7 in his first fight and 5 in his second fight. And again, I think he's another guy that's going to come up big with some fights and getting a lot of points for you. So look out for Ben Saunders. If you can pick him up, I would do so. I mean, like we got here, we got Shlemenko, we got Saunders so far in the top four, right? They're both fighting this week, though. So if you got one of those low draft picks, those are the guys to look for. All right, number five, who do we got, Brand?
We got Eric Prindle.
Eric Prindle, again, another big one. Big heavyweight there, Eric Prindle. He's got 12 points also for the season. The guy got 10 points in his last fight with a first round knockout. So Eric Prindle's another guy to look for. He'll be fighting soon as well, though. I mean, him and Santos, they're all fighting pretty soon. So I'd be on the lookout for those guys there. And at number six, we've got Jake Ellenberger. I mean, that was a while ago he fought. That's when he beat Jake Shields. He got 11 points in that bout. First round knockout of Jake Shields when he wasn't ranked and Shields was. So he got also picked up the extra bonus point on that one. So he's got 11 points on the season. So just for that one fight, he's our number six fighter. So that's pretty big. Then we also got at number seven, we got Vitor Viana, who we also talked about, out of Bellator. Again, that guy, 11 points for him. He averages about 5.5 a fight. 1 point in his first fight and 10 points in his last fight. So he's coming on strong. But again, another guy that's fighting this weekend, so we should be on the lookout for that guy. Who do we got at number eight, Brand?
We got Douglas Lima, who is facing Saunders this week.
So. Absolutely. So you look at that. Ben Saunders and Douglas Lima, right, in the top 10, and they're facing each other. That's a tough one. Yeah. Only because, now, who do you pick, right? I mean, if you look at the rankings and who's done well, I would pick Saunders, 12 points over 11. But that can go either way, guys. I mean, I know in our podcast, we're picking Ben Saunders to win that. But as you can see, they're both really consistent.
And just like Shomenko, who's ranked in number one against number seven, Vitor Viana.
Absolutely. So. Good point there, yeah. So you got Shomenko against Viana. So you got, again, two more guys in the top ten going against each other.
But Shomenko's consistent, just like Saunders.
Absolutely. You know, that's, again, we're going with Shomenko on that one as well. So some tough picks this week, yeah. But the Bellator guys, I mean, they're up there as far as points are concerned, so... In the top 10, there's only two guys that are in the top 10. Actually, there's a bunch of guys that are tied at 10. But if you look at just top 9, it's Jake Ellenberger's the only one for the UFC guys. And then from 10 through about 17, we got a bunch of guys tied with 10. But we'll go through that in a minute. Number 9, we got Daniel Cormier out of Strikeforce. He's got 11 points because he beat Bigfoot with a first-round TKO, and Bigfoot was ranked at the time, so he got an extra bonus point out of that one, just like Ellenberger did. So he averages, he actually gets 11 points total, so nice for him. Number 10, what do we got number 10 there, Brand?
Anthony Johnson.
Anthony Johnson, he just beat on Charlie Brenneman there, did a real nice job with that first-round TKO of Charlie Brenneman. So he's got 10. I'm just going to run through the list here. We got Wallo Watson with 10, Josh Koscheck we got with 10, we got Tony Ferguson with 10, James Tahuna with 10, Bart Palaszczuk with 10, who just fought last week, Mark Munoz, who just fought this past week as well, with 10, Che Mills, who just fought this past week. I had him. He has 10. Those are all your UFC guys with 10 points. And then I'll let Brandon go through the Bellator guys with 10 points there. Brandon, what do we got?
We got Brian Rogers at number 18, 19 is Frank Caraballo, 20 is Joey Holt. Number 21, Ron Sparks. He delivers. But number 22, we got Justin Frazier. Number 23, Tim Carpenter. Number 24, we got Rich Hale. And that's about it.
There you go. Yep, those are your Bellator 10-point players there. So I'm sure you're probably saying, who the hell are these guys, right? You know what? A lot of times we say the same things, but just like we said earlier, these are the sleepers, guys. These are the guys that get you the big points, right? Some of the notables here, like Brandon pointed out, that I'll tell you, Brian Rogers, big puncher. I know he lost his last bout to Shlemenko, right? But the guy's a big puncher. If he gets around again, he's not fighting someone like a Shlemenko or someone big name like that, Brian Rogers is a Sherlock pick to get a knockout. So don't ever sleep on Brian Rogers. Another one is, like Brandon's talked about again as well, it's Ron Sparks. Big heavyweight in Ron Sparks. Again, one-punch knockout power. Just happened to get knocked out the last fight, but those heavyweights, they go. That's how they go. I mean, they roll that way, you know. Either one can knock each other out, but he's another guy. Big, big money player there. You also have Tim Carpenter, another big heavyweight.
Who Team Janelle had.
Yeah, he's actually a light heavyweight, but Team Janelle had him with the 10 points. And Carpenter, you can't sleep on Carpenter. He's another big puncher. Rich Hale, he got a TKO in his last fight, but Rich Hale is a big submission guy. Rich Hale is actually the guy that got the inverted triangle a couple fights ago. So, I mean, he can do submissions. He can do TKO. The guy's a tough customer. So, again, some Bellator guys there that can really get you some big points if you ever see him come up again. All right. Also got Muhammad King Mo Lawal at number 25 out of Strikeforce. He's a 10-point guy. So, as you can see there, those are your top 25 guys, except we got a couple more guys at number 10, which are tied at 25 as well. We got Takeshi Inoue from Dream with 10. We got Jamie Varner out of XFC with 10. Frank Carrillo, the Buffalo, out of Warrior 1 with 10. And Perry Filthy Filkins out of Combat Zone with 10. That was a big pickup for me. That was a sleeper for me. I picked him up in the fourth or fifth round, yeah, out of one of our fights. And he got me a nice, juicy 10 points there, Perry Filthy Filkins. So you can't go wrong with the Filthy guys, because actually I picked up a Filthy guy last week too, and he got me another unanimous decision. So these guys, they pay off for you. All right, good. So that actually rounds it all out to about the 29th fighter, Perry Filthy Filkins, number 29 there. And that's just, we got some number 9, some 9-point fighters too as well. Brian, you want to run those guys, that UFC 9-point fighters? What do you got there?
All right, we got Evis Edwards, Mike Easton, Josh Neer, Takeya Mizugaki, Joe Lozon, Donald Cerrone, Renan Barreo, and that's it for UFC there.
There you go. All right, good. And actually, you know what? And those are some big fighters. Renan Barreo, who just fought, got Brandon 9 points. Big fighter there.
Lozon
over Brad Pickett. Lozon was a big upset over Gillard. So again, some other fighters there, UFC, some 9 points.
And Janelle, too. Josh Neer. Picking up those sleepers there.
Absolutely. Again, yeah. Just big guy. I mean, these guys are, you do have sleepers even in the UFC, so don't sleep on those guys. Number 37, we've got John Hawk. We talked about John Hawk. He's fighting this week. Got a second round TKO his last fight out. You know, got 9 points. He's up there. He's number 37 on the list. I mean, so John Hawk can get you some points. And you know, I would say anything between 8 and higher, those are big money points. I mean, it's hard to get points in this league. And you know, you get 9 points from a fighter, that's golden. You know, you want that. I mean, that's big points there. We also have Mark Gutter Van Buren out of Bellator. We got Rafael Davis, EJ Brooks, Dwayne Bastris, Alexander Bizarra, Lester Caslau, Azuna Aniyawu, Rafael Fajal Cavalcante out of Strikeforce with a 9-point play there. Shinya Aoki out of Dream with 9 points. Ryan Crouch out of N1 for 9 points. Alan Arzeno from Warrior 1 with 9 points. Mario Miranda, UFC vet, out of Sport Fight now, with 9 points. Got Shane Nelson, who I just actually selected in the last draft, out of Superior Cage Combat with 9 points. Sean Fitzsimmons with 9 points out of Superior Cage Combat. And that rounds out your guys with 9 points or greater. That takes it up to 51 fighters. So, as you can see, 51 fighters since 9/10, September 10th, with 9 points or greater. That's quite a bit, you know, so it's a lot of people out there, and a lot of names that you probably say to yourself, man, I never heard of these guys before, you know, and even some of these promotions where you got to make sure you stay on top of the podcast, because we're going to bring you this gold analysis every week, right? But now we got the fantasy top fighters, and we're going to be bringing you this every week, so you guys are up to speed and up to date. Now that we got some trends going, it allows us to at least give you a bit more information to be able to make some of those better picks, those wise picks out there, so you can actually get some of those juicy points, like we like to say here on the podcast. So pretty pumped about that. All right, cool. So I think we got it, Brian, right? I think we're gonna wrap it up here. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Apologize for not being out here last week, but hopefully we made it up this week, you know, with some analysis, some breakdowns from the past week, from this week, with the Fantasy Fighter point totals here. Again, we'll keep bringing you all these updates here. So you guys are up to speed and up to date on the news. And we're going to go ahead and break out here again with Skeleton Witch. And we're going to wrap it up here with the one of these songs. So here we go, Brian. What are you going to break out with?
This is the number one track, Cleaver of Souls.
All right, that's what I'm talking about, Cleaver of Souls, Brian. So let's go ahead and take him out there, right? Here we go. Yeah. See you guys later. MMA Metal Buzz Podcast. Don't forget to visit us at www.MMAMetalBuzz.com. Like Brand said, check out our podcast, subscribe to iTunes. Go ahead and check us out as well on Spreaker.com and Podomatic.com as well. So we got our...
We thank them for hosting us.
Absolutely. They host us. Our podcast is all over the place. So guys, please check us out. Don't forget to join the website as well for the draft. We got 6 teams right now. We're looking to join up and get more teams, make it even more exciting. The guys that are on right now, I mean, we really enjoy it. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It makes even watching MMA even much more exciting than what it already is. I mean, MMA is a great sport, and it's very exciting. But, I mean, the fantasy makes it even more exciting. It's like the fantasy football, you know? You watch football, you love it, but the fantasy football, you're almost like, oh, what about this guy and that guy, right? It intrigues you even more and gets you more interested in it. We're just like the MMA does the same thing. And the guys that we're doing it now, we're hooked on it. We don't even want to skip it. So, again, let's take you out with this song here. Hope you guys enjoy it. And see you around the next time. MMAMetalBuzz.com, baby.